Welcome to Audio Mo, Day 23. Audio Mo is, of course, the challenge that is set out in July this year of recording audio content for the month of July, 31 days. Today I want to talk about a couple of technical things. Number one, it's not really a gripe against Audio Boo, which I use a lot. I think I've got almost 170 boos on there. Audio Boo is the platform this is recorded on. One thing I would like to see them improve would be the mobile experience. So let's say I'm in Twitter and I'm searching the hashtag AudioMo. When I click on the hashtag, it's going to bring me someone's tweet. When I click on the link, the Audio Boo link in the Twitter post, it brings me to the website. Now, unfortunately, if you are looking on a mobile device, that website is not optimized for mobile devices. You're going to have to do some pinching and zooming. It would be nice if they had a more a responsive theme for that, sort of something similar to what the app would give you, or if it would recognize that, I don't know if this is possible technically, if it would recognize that you're using a mobile device and bring you right to the app or open the app for you. I don't, again, don't know if that's possible. That's one thing I would like to see changed with Audio Boo, something they could work on. The other thing is the audio or the Boo Mail doesn't work with the description. Someone had posted earlier in the challenge that if you email your audio file, picture, and a description, you will have all that show up on your channel once you've set up the audio or the Boo Mail. Well, the description doesn't work. That would be nice if they could get that part in there. I'm not sure how many people even want go to the channel to listen to the audio boos or read the descriptions, but if they do, that would be nice to have the capability even to put hyperlinks and all that in there as well. What's the other thing? Well, the other thing too is this is about BossJock. Just a little tip: when you're using BossJock on an iPad, I noticed that more on the iPad than on the iPhone, is that you should put it into airplane mode. Especially if your iPad is cellular equipped. It may even happen with just Wi-Fi, I'm not sure. The iPad I have does have a cellular chip in it. And if I don't have it in airplane mode, you're going to hear some little bit of static as it probably registering with a cell site or something like that. So that's another thing. Other than that, trying to keep the energy up. I wonder if, like video, when you record a video, they always say, make sure you're a little bit over the top and have your energy higher than normal because video dampens it. I wonder if audio does the same thing. So if you're recording something and you come across as, you know, hi everybody, welcome to the show, it's very good to have you here, and make sure that you tune into my channel for more. If that's the way you talk, I wonder if that comes across as a little bit slow. Should you pick up the pace or your energy level similarly to what you do on videos? And another thing is I noticed that sometimes when I talk, I just feel like my mouth is filling up with saliva and I have to go like this. I've also heard that eating an apple ahead of time will help with that. Yeah, so we're doing a little bit of music in the background with the BossJock app. I'm using a lapel mic today. I am in a very, very echoey stairwell, and I'm not sure how that's coming through. But let's wrap it up for day 23. We've got just over a week tomorrow left in the challenge. I'll let you go with this music, and have a great day, night, or afternoon.